You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. As we celebrate the festive season right now, we're trying to understand a little bit better about some of the events that are currently happening in the business world. One such company is Dynafront Holdings Berhad. They are going to list on the LEAP market on Bursa Malaysia this week on July 23rd. And after a strong showing, for instance, by other companies that went for IPOs, and most notably CITOS very recently, we try to understand what other companies that might tap into the capital markets, particularly onto the LEAP market. So it's very timely for us to speak with Dynafront Holdings Berhad. Joining us is the Managing Director and Group CEO of that company, Chan Eng Lim. Chan, thanks for speaking to us today. Are you guys excited about the listing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. Yes, we are definitely extremely excited. Recalling back in the old days, 25 years ago, when we started a business in a very humble beginning. It's just me and myself and my partners. We just one staff. We never thought that we will be taking this journey. And today we are listed in the LEAP market, as you say.
I wanna know more about Dynafront, because you were mentioning that you and your partners started this business some time ago. As I understand it, it was started in 1996. It wasn't so much doing software then, am I correct?
Yes. When we started ourselves, you know, we have nothing to sell. What we have is basically, you know, because we come from the industry, from life insurance industry, so we arm ourselves with the our strong domain knowledge. We try to look around what are the solutions that we can offer. And at that point of time, it's more like a consultancy, you know. And over time, we are known as the single product company. And when we first developed our point of sale systems, that it has successfully implemented to one of the largest bank insurance operation in Malaysia back in 1997. And the rest is history, you know. Then from there, we started to encroach into a more broadened software solutions, which includes the backend administration systems as well.
Okay, so let's talk about what the company is all about today and what it's going to be in the near future following the IPO. What's the plan for the company?
Well, the company looks to expand aggressively in the regional markets. We hope to make use of our presence in Indonesia, especially, you know, because Indonesia is basically a very important market for us, you know. It has largest populations in the Southeast Asia, and it's also the largest and fastest growing insurance industry in the markets. And we are already having our presence there through our subsidiary company called PT Dynafront Systems Indonesia. And we hope that with this, we are able to attract more talents to grow our technical supports and our marketing teams there. Basically, also to maybe tap on the market intelligence. And we can use our presence in Indonesia as basically a launching pad for our penetration to other regions in Southeast Asia as well.
I'd like to ask you, why do you want to list on the LEAP market? And the proceeds, as I understand it, is you're looking at gross proceeds of about 2.5 million ringgit. Is it easier to go on to the LEAP market, or was it a lot more easier to find money through the private market and try to see investors? What were the thinking that went through when going for this particular listing this week?
Well, obviously, you can see that the LEAP market are basically for the emerging companies like Dynafront. We are going into this market basically for two reasons. Besides raising the capitals from the raising funds from the capital markets, we are also looking to raise the profile of the company, you know, so that we can be better, you know, compete with bigger competitors, which is from other regions. And also, we feel that, you know, going to the LEAP market is a right move for us. We are very happy that, you know, a lot of investors sophisticated investors are very happy, very generous to invest in a company, and we get very, very happy with that.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about your target companies or target clients that you want to strike a partnership with. There are a whole long list of life insurance companies, takaful companies that you want to provide services to. You want to look at independent corporate life insurance agencies as well as group assurance operations. And there are only so much takaful players or insurance players in this country or in Indonesia. Do you feel that that clientele is big enough for DynoFront to attack in terms of trying to service this clientele?
Obviously, we are very excited with these new developments of the couple insurance market segment. As you can see, Malaysia is considered one of the leading country with the couple developments in terms of couple insurance is concerned. Indonesia is also coming up very strongly. And as you can see here, many of the insurance company in Malaysia, they are already separated from the conventional, and takaful is a separate license. So you are going to have more and more license, perhaps coming out from these separations. In Indonesia especially, many insurance company are still doing takaful, but they are still more like a composite. But again, in the next few years, perhaps the regulators are also considering to speed up the business operations, and that probably give us a very big market for us to tap to. We are very excited because the takaful is basically a very, very new market segment. And the solution that we are offering is tapping onto the expertise in local Malaysian markets, and we think that it is strong enough for us to export our expertise into the regional market, especially in the Muslim market in Indonesia.
All right, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with DynoFront. They're going for an IPO listing this week. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Chan Eng Lim, the Managing Director, as well as the Group CEO of DynoFront Holdings, going to be listed on the lead market on Bursa Malaysia on July 23rd. Chan, even before the pandemic started, we've seen how the Malaysian insurance companies and international companies have started their digital or digitization journey. Since 2020, this kind of journey is halted in a way, but it has transformed itself into something else, mobility of workforce, trying to reach their own customers through digital means, trying to invest heavily into cheaper solutions when it comes to IT. So there's a lot of rethinking that happened just before the pandemic and into the pandemic. And so now you're mixing the two ideas together. Is this the good time for you guys to reach out to these companies, particularly when the landscape is changing quite dramatically from, say, 2019? Do you have what it takes to go with the digitization journey of these insurance companies, the ones that you are targeting for next year?
Well, as you can see, basically, DynoFront, we are proud of ourselves because many of our key management team were formerly from insurance industry with the industry domain knowledge and strong business knowledge that we have, coupled with the IT exposures. This combination has been very instrumental, not only in helping us to design and engineer our software solutions, but also has provided us with the much needed growth to the companies over the last few years. All our softwares are developed in-house and by technical teams, and we also regularly update to make sure that it's always stay relevant to the market needs. We hold the IP of all our proprietary software, and that gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of maintaining the systems enhancing the systems, make sure that the underlying technologies are always up to date, besides enhancing the function and features of the systems. And we are very excited with these developments. And with the, as you rightfully mentioned, with the increasing adoptions of the digitalizations in industry, it is in a way, you know, propel us, you know, to strive harder and enhance our solution more, better. And because of this enhancement, we find it is basically, you know, accelerated the adoption of our solutions by the local company and multinational company in the region as well.
There is also that move by the insurance industry, because right now they're in the major digital transformation stage. They're demanding more and more market participants to create specialized software. This is in order for them to modernize their sales and operations features and try to reach out better in terms of better CRM to their customers. Do you feel that you have those kind of specialized features in your software in order for you to serve the needs of your customers?
Well, the software that we designs are very much optimized for the life insurance operations of the insurance industry. And it is very modular and in structures and very easily customizable. And it's also a very fully integrated systems and comprehensive. One of the strengths of the systems is that it allows the very quick products rollout because of our strong product configurator features that we built into our systems. And because of the underlying architectures of our systems and the design of systems, it allows as well a very quick implementation lifecycle. And that translated into very good cost efficiency to whoever that chooses our systems. You know, this kind of flexibility is very vital in a way for us to be able to satisfy the needs of the insurance company, be it small or large, you know. And we find that this kind of solution is very widely acceptable by our clients in this locally as well as in the regions. And because of this close relationship that we have with the insurance industry, we are very, very, you know, optimistic that we will grow stronger and have to have a market presence in these regions as well.
Yeah, it's interesting that you touched on the issue of life cycle. Let's talk about product life cycle and specifics, because managing life insurance company can be quite a challenge, particularly if they're your clients, because many of them rely on long-aged, decades-old technology to help their employees obtain the coverage they need. Do you think that Dynafront have eased that kind of processes by introducing a little bit more modern software and perhaps to reduce that product lifecycle to even further necessitate a little bit more timely product offering to their customers?
Yes, you're right. Exactly. Yes, as you can see, there are still many insurers are still stuck in the very old technology, COBOL-based 4GL. You know, this kind of procedural programming language they used decades ago makes the system very inflexible, very difficult to change. You know, in today's very demanding market, digital market in a new economy, very service-oriented, you find that adapting to changes, it is extremely difficult. It's extremely challenging for this insurance company that's still adopting this old technology. Where we are coming from is basically that we have already moved away from all this decade-old technology. We are already in Java platforms, where you know all the business objects that we have written give us the flexibility of, so to speak, you know, write once and deploy it everywhere. Even then, also this is no longer new. Now we are talking about microservices, where it's all API-based, where we can actually do the integrations with the different parties at ease. You know. And this kind of flexibilities will actually see that, you know, our next wave of solution will be very much lightweight, microservices in the architectures, and with modern technology stacks and AI-driven. And we hope that we can capitalize on these and expand our business locally as well as in the region.
You see, the clients that you serve, they have many stakeholders as well, and the necessity for insurance companies to improve both processes and results impact sellers, they impact agents, and of course, ultimately, their own customers. And this would be some of the key challenges that an IT provider like you have to resolve, because you're not only thinking about your insurance clients, you're also thinking about their customers as well. Do you feel that you have the necessary product offerings to fit into this space and to serve all the various stakeholders that your clients have?
Absolutely. This is a good question. You know, as you say, we are now at the API phenomenon. It's growing phenomenon where, you know, it allows us to do business in a very different way. It allows speeds, it allows securities, and it allows a quick data exchange. This is where we think we will excel. Now, people like us, we have already moving to microservices architecture, which is lightweight. And this kind of underlying architectures will allow our client to be able to interact with the different parties, whether like what you say, seller, agents, customers, you know, without much hassle, you know. And this kind of improved connectivity will certainly see us, you know, excel in the forefront in providing the solutions for the chip industry.
Okay, one more break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the IPO per se with Dynafront Holdings. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Chan Eng Lim, the MD and Group CEO of Dynafront Holdings Berhad. So Chan, we know that from the early conversations that we had, you're going big on Indonesia. And of course, the next 2 to 3 years is going to be critical for the company. Nobody just goes on the lead market just to stay in the lead market. They want to go eventually into the main market. They want to raise more funds and so on. Do you have what it takes to penetrate the Indonesian market? Do you have a local player there, for instance? Or are you familiar with the local nuances of the Indonesian market? Can you tell us a little bit more about how you want to navigate the Indonesian market?
Well, Indonesia is basically a very important market for us. In fact, it is a key growth driver. We have been present in the Indonesian market for a long time. But recently, we have also set up a company there called PT Dynafront Indonesia. You know, it is the largest and fastest growing insurance market in the regions. And our revenues over the last 2 years has grown quite steadily. And our expansions in Indonesia will continue to be our main focus as we see that more future growth coming from there. You know, it is a very big market, like what you say. You know, it basically serves as a launching pad because it's a country that is very huge population, and just like you mentioned, there could be a players there that are competing with us. But the way you see is that we still holding a competitive edge, partly because of our strong domain knowledge and our IT expertise, and we are able to provide not only just a solution, but as well as the consultancy as well, because of the our exposure in other regions as well, like Malaysia, in Singapore, in Taiwan and Hong Kong. So we are able to give them more variety in terms of the product experience in these regions as well.
Yeah, from the statement that you gave earlier in the interview, you said that you want to raise the profile of the company as well to further improve your standing amongst your potential customers in Indonesia, the ones that you're trying to court very, very soon. And looking at the filing that you made to Bursa Malaysia, it's also quite staggering, the cost of listing at the lead market. You wanted to raise 2.5 million ringgit. 850,000 of it, or about a third of the amount that you plan to raise, is actually attributable to the listing expenses. Is this comfortable with you, leaving only two-thirds of the 2.5 million ringgit to be spent for either R&D or venturing into new markets? Or do you want to raise more in the near future?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that, yeah, as we expand, probably, yeah, we will look at probably, you know, going to a richer market, like what you just rightfully mentioned, maybe in a second board, in an ACE market or in a, yeah, in a main market. As you can see, Dynafrance itself, we are already a profitable company. You know, we are not an incubator company when we start from nothing. We have the revenue incomes generated steadily, you know, from our long clients, be it in the managed services as well as the implementation services is concerned. As you can see, the big chunk of our fundraising is also going to Indonesia, as we see the markets becoming very important for us, you know, which is a million of bits, and then the balance of 670 goes to R&D. So we think that this is good enough for that, you know. Of course, our future growth will not be just depending on just fundraising, but also on the revenue, constant revenue that we've been generating for the company all this while and moving forward from here.
Of course, market capitalization indicative of the IPO price would place your company at about 15 million ringgit. Very nice start to begin with. I just want to maybe learn a little bit more about what the plan is for the next 2 to 3 years. I know you mentioned Indonesia, I know you mentioned domain expertise, but I don't know how much you can share when it comes to market share or the number of clients that you guys are getting, but maybe some ballpark figures to give the audience some idea of where this company will be in the next 2 to 3 years' time.
Well, as said, we have alluded earlier, our strategies are multi-pronged. You know, we will continue to promote our solution based on microservices architectures, as we can see that there is a growing demand for this kind of systems. And with our lightweight, I would say, you know, microservices architectures, we are able to attract perhaps more of the cloud-based managed services client that will give us a constant revenue income stream, you know. The other strategy of this, of course, we will also look at regional expansions. And that is where, again, we look at Indonesia's basically, you know, as a right, you know, launching pad for us to go into the regional as well, you know. But what we say, you know, insurance is evolving as well. You know, we hope that, you know, with us always staying at the forefront of technologies, we are able to catch the wave of the growing, because the Southeast Asia is basically one of the fastest growing region as well. Not only just in the insurance industry, in other financial industry as well. So we are hoping to be able to capitalize on this growth potential.
My final question to you is on corporate governance. We know that the Takaful insurance industry is heavily regulated. You being publicly listed, you are now into the fold of the public eye. You're going to be scrutinized whether you want to or not. And you're going to be, you know, forced to submit to the rulings and regulations of both the SE as well as Bursa, which is a good deal, actually, if you want to think about raising the profile of the company. Are you looking forward to enhancing greater corporate governance for your own company and perhaps be one of the many Malaysian companies that is championing good corporate governance?
Obviously, you know, we are looking forward to enhance our corporate governance. Like what you have rightfully mentioned, you know, not only just Takaful, but the whole of insurance industry are very highly regulated. Starting from day one, we are already used to these regulations. All our insurance demands very strict, you know, corporate governance adherence. Even though at the point when we were not listed, we will still have to comply to a lot of corporate governance that our clients are practicing. So these are natural progression for us. You know, of course, now that we are already a listed company, and we find that a lot of processes that we have incorporated previously are still relevant. And of course, we are also enhancing as we go along, and we look forward, you know, to incorporate the more stringent corporate governance and makes the industry a much more cohesive for us to do business with. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chan. I really wish you all the best. You know, normally we go to these listings in person. Bursa Malaysia used to be the home of Astro Awani. We just normally drop by. But now, even if we are there, we can't attend. So I really wish you all the best. And very strange way of launching during a pandemic, I can tell you that. That some of the IPOs that I've been to, yeah, it's just not the same, you know, if you're at the listing hall. All the best. And of course, business doesn't stop, even if there is a pandemic. That was Chan Eng Lim, Managing Director and Group CEO of Dynafront Holdings Berhad. They're going for listing on this week, July 23rd. Chan, I wish you and Dynafront all the best in the listing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you once again.